The Bank of England will review its collection of images of former directors and governors involved in slavery to make sure none remain on display. A spokesperson says although the bank itself was never directly involved, there were some inexcusable connections among its former top staff. Meanwhile, the Church of England says although it and its clergy played a leading role in securing the abolition of slavery, it's a source of shame that others within the church perpetrated and profited from it. Also taking measures are Lloyd's of London, an insurance market which has apologised for its role in the slave trade, and Green King, a hotel and pubs operator, which has said sorry for the actions of one of its founders who profited from and argued against the abolition of slavery. Stuart Smith, London.